Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 717. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day, and I believe soon, and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done down through the years. And they are all dead. However, it is all about preparation. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to a Johns Hopkins University tally, the global death toll attributed to the novel coronavirus plague hit over 2,054,270 early today, Tuesday. And not only that, America, the United States of America, went over 400,000 people dead today. In the 7 months since the virus was first identified in Wuhan, China, it has infected at least nearly 100 million people worldwide. Second today, under the sign category of earthquakes in diverse places, according to Reuters, a powerful earthquake that struck Indonesia's Sulawesi Island last week has killed at least 84 people and displaced more than 30,000 according to search and rescue agency data on Monday. The 6.2 magnitude quake, one of a string of disasters to hit Indonesia in recent weeks, struck West Sulawesi early Friday morning, sending thousands fleeing from their beds. The earthquake caused significant damage to hundreds of homes, a mall, hospital, and several rockets, and has been followed by more than 39 aftershocks. Aside from the earthquake, Indonesia suffered a plane crash on January the 9th that killed all 62 on board, a deadly landslide in Java, while the Merapi and Semeru volcanoes have also erupted in recent days. Third today under the sign category of famines, according to BBC News, hundreds of thousands might starve to death in Ethiopia's Tigray region, according to a government official quoted in a leaked copy of notes taken at a meeting of humanitarian workers. The government-run Tigray Emergency Coordination Center is assessing needs following the conflict there. The federal government declared victory at the end of November, but sporadic fighting has continued, and the UN has described the humanitarian situation as severe. It added that reports indicate that food is not available or is extremely limited in markets, posing increased risks of malnutrition. The ECC says that 4.5 million people need emergency food aid in Tigray. The population of Tigray is between 5 to 7 million people. More than 50,000 have fled to neighboring Sudan. Now, dear friends, it is time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics of prophecy, the second coming of Jesus Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. And ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our topic for today is titled Christ Will Be Our Judge, Part 12, The Believer's Crown, Part 7, from Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinzen's fine book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. The judgment seat of Christ will be an exciting experience for the faithful servant of God, but it may be quite sobering for those who live their lives on earth loving the things of the world to the exclusion of serving their Lord. As the Bible indicates, what we do here on earth will determine how we will serve the Lord during the millennial kingdom. In the final analysis, it is up to each one of us how we will spend those 1,000 years, if you will. If the Lord should tarry his coming, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next episode. In closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13 to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by Dr. J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled Scattered Israel to be Gathered. Dr. J.C. Riles continues, I believe that the interpretation I have just given is in entire harmony with many other plain prophecies of Holy Scripture. Time would fail me if I were to quote a tenth part of the texts which teach the same truth. Out of the 16 prophets of the Old Testament, there are at least 10 in which the gathering and restoration of the Jews in the latter days are expressly mentioned. From each of these 10, I will take one testimony. I say one testimony deliberately. I am anxious not to overload the subject with evidence. I would only remind the reader that the texts I am about to quote are only a small portion of the evidence that might be brought forward. Number one, hear what Isaiah says. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, once again, we give you the glory, praise, and honor for allowing us to be together, to be reminded and to be encouraged regarding the blessed hope, your second coming in the rapture, and your coming back to the earth one day as well to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords here on earth. Lord, help us to get ready, help us to be ready when you come. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, Even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit gospellightsociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight. It's coming.